Hello and welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring discussions and research papers related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Robert Johnson, a York Rite Mason and Knight Templar. Well, first up, some news. We surpassed 1,000 downloads, thanks to all of you guys for listening. And also, the Android app will be available very soon, working out some bugs on it right now. Shortly after that, the iPod app will be available as well. We have a new feature on the Facebook, which lets you listen to the latest episode just like you did or can on the website after you've clicked the like button. So that's the stipulation. You have to like the show, then you can listen to it on Facebook. In addition to that, you can follow us on Google Plus by adding us to your circle at wcypodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at Whence Came You, and of course on Facebook and RSS as well as iTunes. It's kind of an overload, but I really just want to make the show available to you guys any way that you like it. I don't want you to have to sign up for anything new. I just want it to be available on something you already use. So this week, I have a few things for you guys. Some information on some smaller affiliated Masonic clubs. A short article from the Illinois Freemason magazine, which I didn't plan on, but I really thought that it was a great paper. A short article rather than a paper. And another famous Freemason segment. So without further ado, here's some information on the unrestricted invitational appendant bodies. This is quite a list. I was going to split it up, but I decided to get it all out of the way in one foul swoop. So get out paper and pencil here, and get ready to write down anything that sounds interesting to you. These bodies are open to members of the York Rite by invitation only, but there is no restriction on the number of members allowed per body. The York Rite Sovereign College of North America. The website www.yrscna.org. An invitational body dedicated to the assistance and promotion of York Rite bodies and degree work. The presiding body is a college, and the presiding officer is a governor, titled Preeminent. The body works one main degree, that of the Order of Knights of York, and one honorary degree, that of the Order of the Purple Cross of York. The Order of Knight Masons of the United States of America, www.knightmasons.org, is an invitational body originally sponsored by the Knight Masons of Ireland. It is also known as the Green Degrees. In England, the parts of the degrees are worked as part of the Order of Allied Masonic Degrees under the title of Red Cross of Babylon. Membership once required affiliation with the Knights Templar in Ireland, but only with the Royal Arch in the United States of America. The presiding body is a council, and the presiding officer is a chief, titled Excellent. The degrees worked are Knight of Sword, Knight of the East, Knight of the East and West, and Installed Chief, which is a chair degree. Knights of the York Cross of Honor, www.k-ych.org, an invitational body composed entirely of York Rite Masonic leaders. Members must be a past master of a symbolic lodge, past high priest of a Royal Arch chapter, a past master of a Royal and Select Masters Council, and a past commander of a Knight Templar Commandery, and nominated by a KYCH. A past Grand Presiding Officer receives the title of Knight of the York Grand Cross of Honor. If he serves in such a capacity after becoming a KYCH, membership is unlimited in the presiding body. The presiding body is a priory, and the presiding officer prior, titled Eminent. The Commemorative Order of St. Thomas of Aquin, www.stthomasofacon. org. An invitational body composed of York Rite Masons selected for their contributions and dedications to the Masonic bodies and orders. The membership requires affiliation with the Knights Templar. The Modern Order of Commemoratives, an early body of English Knights Templar founded during the Third Crusade. Membership is unlimited in the presiding body. The presiding body is a chapel, and the presiding officer is a master titled Worthy. Restricted invitational appendant bodies. These bodies are open to members of the York Rite by invitation only, with strict limitations on the number of members allowed per body. The Allied Masonic Degrees, AMD, at www.allied-masonicdegrees.org. An invitational body dedicated to the preservation and exemplification of Masonic side degrees of antiquity. An editor's note, In some jurisdictions, the AMD councils are limited to presenting research papers. Membership requires affiliation with the Royal Arch and is limited to 27 members per presiding body. The presiding body is a council, and the presiding officer is a sovereign master titled Venerable. European AMD councils open and transact business on the order of St. Lawrence the Martyr. In addition to the AMD council, there are two subordinate bodies attached to the council, which operates separate bodies. The description of these degrees can be found on St. Andrew's in America Council No. 1A. Degrees worked are Order of St. Lawrence the Martyr, Knight of Constantinople, Grand Tylers of Solomon, Excellent Master, Masters of Tyre, Architect, Grand Architect, Superintendent, yea, Ancient Order of the Corks, Red Branch of Airy, Independent Order, Honorary Degree, Royal Ark Mariner, a separate lodge outside the United States of America, Order of the Secret Monitor, a separate conclave outside the USA, Installed Sovereign Master, Installed Master, Installed Commander, and Installed Supreme Ruler. Now those last four are chair degrees. The Red Cross of Constantine and Appendant Orders. www.redcrossconstantine.org. An invitational body composed of highly dedicated and long-serving York Rite Masons. Membership requires affiliation with the Royal Arch and belief in the Trinitarian Christian faith. Membership is limited to 45 members per presiding body. The presiding body is a conclave and the presiding officer is a sovereign, titled Puissant. Degrees worked are Knight of the Red Cross of Constantine, Knight of the Holy Sepulchre, and Knight of St. John the Evangelist. Also, Installed Viceroy is a chair degree, and Installed Sovereign is also a chair degree. The Order of Holy Royal Arch Knight Templar Priest, www.hrakTP.org. An invitational body composed of highly dedicated and long-serving York Rite Masons. Membership requires affiliation with the Knights Templar, and members must be past eminent commanders of a Knights Templar commandery. Originally, this body conferred 33 degrees, but now only one is conferred. Membership is limited to 27 per presiding body. The presiding body is a tabernacle, and the presiding officer is a preceptor titled Eminent. Additional Masonic Organizations. The following lists some of the additional Masonic organizations found in the Masonic family. Included are the bodies of Adoptive Masonry and Masonic-sponsored youth organizations. It does not list the other organizations allied to Masonry, such as the Shriners, Daughters of the Nile, or Tall Cedars of Lebanon, or the Grotto. Research and Fellowship Bodies. These bodies are open in membership to any Mason. They exist as Masonic research and social fellowship groups. The Philalethes Society, http://freemasonry.org. A Masonic research society that is open to Masons and is dedicated to Masonic research. This body includes many noted Masonic authors and researchers. The presiding body is the society and the presiding officer is a president. The Grand College of Rites of the United States of America, www.grandcollegeofrites.org. A Masonic research society that is open to Master Masons and is dedicated to the study, history, and preservation of extinct Masonic rites, rituals, and ceremonies. The membership of this body is predominantly composed of York Rite Masons. The body gathers annually for the transaction of business and the presentation of papers. The presiding body is a grand college, and the presiding officer is a grand chancellor titled Most Illustrious. The Society of Blue Friars, an invitational Masonic literary body whose membership is composed of solely Masonic authors and limited to 20 members. It is unique in its honorary status, there being no fees or membership dues assessed, and its members retain membership ad vita. The presiding body is the society, and the presiding officer is a grand abbot titled Most Illustrious. The Masonic Order of Bath. Qualification for membership: you must be a Master Mason in good standing in lodges recognized as regular, and there is no number two. The presiding officer is titled Most Honorable Commander General, and generally meets in Washington, D.C. as part of its Masonic Week. The High 12 International, www.high12.org. A Masonic luncheon club open to Masons currently expanded to three countries. The name of the organization derives from a Masonic term meaning noon. Its stated purpose is to inculcate the ideals taught in Masonry by uniting in the happy bonds of a fraternal hour, those ideals being the strengthening of Masonic ties, participation in community activities, and the furtherance of the public school system. There are no degrees, ritual, or ceremonies. It fulfills the role of the table lodges found in some jurisdictions, but without the formality of ritual associated with those organizations. The presiding body is a club, and the presiding officer is a president. Historical invitational bodies. These bodies preserve the unique Masonic history and heritage associated with colonial and early American Masonry. The National Sojourners Incorporated, www.nationalsojourners.org. An invitational body composed of Masons who are or were commissioned, warrant, or senior non-commissioned officers in the armed forces of the United States of America and dedicated to the preservation and the perpetuation of the Masonic fraternal heritage and its history in the armed forces of the United States of America. Provisions exist for the admission of honorary members who do not meet the prerequisite qualifications. This body inculcates the principles of the former English and American military lodges, which operated under lawful craft warrants from the 1700s through the early 1900s. The Grand Lodge of the Philippines was organized as a result of its efforts and work of this body. A side body of the Sojourners is the Heroes of 76. The presiding body is a chapter, and the presiding officer is a president. Invitational bodies of the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite. The Royal Order of Scotland occupies a unique place in American Masonry, as it is controlled by the Grand Lodge of Scotland and was usurped in a sense when Albert Pike was appointed the provincial Grand Master and allied it with the AASR. However, the statutes in the USA still conform to those of the Mother Grand Lodge, and the body is open to 32nd degree Scottish Rite Masons by invitation and Knights Templar by special waiver. The Royal Order of Scotland, or the ROS, at www.roosusa.org. An invitational body composed of highly dedicated and long-serving Scottish Rite Masons. While allied with and considered a Scottish Rite degree in the United States, this order was once under the jurisdiction of the York Rite, being controlled by the Grand Lodge of Scotland, and as a result of this former disposition, it is also open to Knights Templar by waiver of the provincial Grand Master. Membership requires affiliation with the Scottish Rite 32nd degree and a Trinitarian Christian or a Knight Templar, and the recommendation of a member. This is the only Masonic body that is considered to be an authentic royal order. The degree of Knight of the Rosy Cross is believed to contain remnants of the original investiture ceremony of the most ancient and most noble order of the Thistle, the Royal Scottish Dynastic Order. The Masonic body is under the jurisdiction of the Grand Lodge of Scotland. In the United States of America, the body operates as a provincial Grand Lodge, and the presiding officer is a provincial Grand Master. It is unlimited in membership. The two degrees worked are the degree of Heerdom of Kilwinning and the degree of Knight of the Rosy Cross. Invitational bodies of Ultracraft Masonry. Ultracraft Masonic bodies are those that simply lie outside those of the rites, or, in simpler terms, requiring only Masonic affiliation with a recognized Masonic Blue Lodge. Technically, every appendant body is a part of Ultracraft Masonry, though here the term is used in connection with bodies not controlled by either of the two rites in the United States. The Societas Rosicruciana in Civitatibus Foederatus, www.yorkrite.org/SRICF. An invitational body composed of highly dedicated and long-serving Masons and dedicated to the esoteric and philosophical study and examination of Masonry. Membership requires affiliation with a symbolic lodge and a profession in the Christian faith. While membership in the York Rite bodies is not necessarily required, most of the members of the SRICF often hold membership in York Rite and many of its appendant bodies. This body's fraternal amity with Masonic Societas Rosicruciana in Anglia, in England, in Scotland, in France, and in Portugal. Advancement to the higher degrees within the body is determined upon merit and service. Membership is limited to 72 members per presiding body. The presiding body is a college, and the presiding officer is a chief adept, titled worthy. The degrees worked are First Zealotor, second, Theoricus, third, Practicus, fourth, Philosophus, five, Adeptus Minor, six, Adeptus Major, seven, Adeptus Exemptus, eight, Magister Templi, and nine, Magus. Affiliated Adoptive Masonic Bodies. These are Masonic organizations whose membership includes both men and women in their bodies. The York Rite is an active participant and supporter in adoptive Masonic bodies. The Order of Amaranth, www.amaranth.org, an adoptive Masonic organization. The organization was founded in 1873. Membership is limited to Masons, their spouses, and their female relatives. It was originally intended to be an additional degree of the Order of Eastern Star, but was rejected by that organization. It was then set up as a separate organization. Until 1921, members had to be affiliated with the Order of the Eastern Star. The presiding body is a court, and the presiding female and male officers are Royal Matron and Royal Patron. The Order of the Eastern Star, or OES, www.easternstar.org, an adoptive Masonic organization. The organization was founded in 1857. Membership is limited to Masons, their spouses, and female relatives. Meetings require the presence of a Mason in order to open and transact business. The presiding body is a chapter, and the presiding female and male officers are a worthy matron and worthy patron. Degrees worked are obedience, devotion, fidelity, faith, and charity. The Order of the White Shrine of Jerusalem, an adoptive Masonic organization. The organization was founded in 1894. Membership is limited to Masons, their spouses, and female relatives. Members must profess the Christian faith. Meetings require the presence of a Mason in order to open and transact business. The presiding body is a shrine, and the presiding female and male officers are a high priestess and a watchman of the shepherds. The Social Order of Bocant, or SOOB. www.knightstemplar.org/SOOB. As the wives, widows, mothers, daughters, and sisters of Knights Templars, they are the only ladies' fraternal order whose eligibility is determined by the husband's membership in the commandery. A new assembly may be constituted wherever there is an active commandery of Knights Templars of sufficient size to warrant it, and there are several eligible ladies. Masonic Youth Organizations. These organizations are youth organizations sponsored and supported by the Masonic bodies. The York Rite is extremely active in its involvement with these groups. The Order of Demolay, IODM, www.demolay.org/home, a Masonic youth organization for younger men aged 12 to 21 years. Membership does not require family Masonic affiliation, nor does it confer any Masonic membership. The organization is dedicated to providing guidance and development of civic leadership and social values in young men. A side body of the Demolay is the Order of Knighthood. The presiding body is a chapter, and the presiding officer is a master counselor. Degrees worked include initiatory degree, Demolay degree, a degree a chevalier, which is an honorary degree. The Order of Job's Daughters, www.iojd.org, a Masonic youth organization for young women aged 10 to 20 years. Membership is limited to girls with a male Masonic relative. The organization is dedicated to the development of civic leadership and social values in young women. The presiding body is a Bethel, and the presiding officer is an honored queen. The initiation ceremony that is separated into three epochs, first, second, and third. The Order of the Rainbow for Girls, www.rainbow.org, a Masonic youth organization for young women aged 12 to 20 years. Membership does not require Masonic affiliation, nor does it confer Masonic membership. The organization is dedicated to the development of civic leadership and social values in young women. The presiding body is an assembly, and the presiding officer is a worthy advisor. There is one main degree, that of the initiation degree, and one honorary degree, that of the Grand Cross of Colors degree. So there you have it. I hope I didn't put you to sleep. Please note there are others, but these are the ones that are the most common. And also, as usual, all information provided in the preceding was from www.yorkrite.org, the official website of the York Rite. If you are a member of any of these organizations, or if you have comments for brothers interested, please feel free to leave comments on the blog or on Facebook. The article this week is from Illinois Freemasonry, Summer 2011, Volume 17, Number 3. And the title of the article is called, Is Masonry Slipping into Becoming a Social Club? by Edward Run, Chairman Committee on Masonic Education. I found the article to be extremely insightful, so I hope you leave some comments on the Facebook or the blog page. Is Masonry slipping into becoming a social club? I believe many Masons across America struggle with the essential issue of Masonic purpose. An example, personal growth and improvement versus fellowship and socializing. Our tenets do not help in that they stress growth or search for truth, brotherly love, fellowship, and charity. Younger men seem to be coming to Masonry to find out what it's all about, what makes it so special. Many seem to feel it's not all that much, and then they drift away without ever struggling to acquire that for which they were searching. If you are like me, it's frustrating to go through all the efforts to screen and bring new members through the degrees and then fail to find the activities which will keep their interest, build a bond, and secure commitment. Characteristics indicating a serious commitment to the essentials of Freemasonry. 1. Learning the catechisms and nervously but proudly being tested before others. 2. Responding to educational opportunities, short talks, reading, study groups, asking questions. 3. Observing the way more seasoned Masons act, learning the principles of Masonic philosophy, and working to apply them in everyday life. 4. Participating in investigations, degree work, lodge events, and becoming an officer. 5. Sharing Freemasonry with others and encouraging good prospects to join. Characteristics suggesting the booster injection of the degrees didn't take. 1. New member is active for a while, seems enthused, but soon begins to drift away. Then has a sparse attendance and little, if any, contact. 2. Not adopting the precepts of making a serious effort to learn the catechism. I don't have time. I try, but I can't learn this stuff. 3. Making choices based upon too small sampling of exercise as a Mason. It's just not for me. What's the purpose or what's in it for me? The meetings are a waste of time. Why Masonry needs committed members more than ever. 1. Strictly social and short-time active members are not allowing Masonry to achieve its mission. 2. An uneducated Mason is unable to reflect to the community what a Mason should be. 3. Masonic lodges require persistent energy and commitment from its members to function and leaders to keep the lodge on track, healthy and growing. 4. A lodge needs enthusiastic members working to introduce Masonry to friends and colleagues, encouraging them to join. And 5. Masonry should be a beacon in their lives by struggling to learn, grow, and strengthen their character. Considering these factors, is there a place for the active but strictly social Mason for members who just pay dues? Yes, there is. But in what proportion to the whole? If Freemasonry becomes just a social club with service opportunities, how does it and should it stand differently than the Moose, Elk, Rotary, Lions, or Kiwanis? Yet, doesn't 300 years of history suggest Masonry is different, although not better or more necessary than these organizations? If we are going to remain true and committed to the core values, principles, and procedures of Freemasonry, we must stop cutting corners, requirements, and expectations, as well as continuing to make excuses. Yes, Masonry needs to adjust its peripheral aspects to align with cultural and social changes, but let's not give the house away. It's a complex set of issues and needs. It requires vision, persistence, and high-quality leadership to hold on to Freemasonry's core philosophy and purpose while adapting to those needs of members who have a broad range in age, education, and interests. A balance of purposes is the key. Let the dialogue begin. So again, comments or questions on that, email us at wcypodcast@gmail.com or hit the show up on Facebook or the blog. I was happy when I read this because I know brothers that fit these descriptions. Conversely, I also know brothers that fit the latter. Let's hear some ideas about what we can do to bring back these brothers. This week's famous Freemason is a bit untraditional for most of us. However, interesting enough, I thought that you all would enjoy. And this one may spark some comments, I think. Brother Richard Dreyfuss. June 10th, 2011, Richard Dreyfuss was made a Master Mason at site by the Grand Master of Masons of the District of Columbia at Washington, D.C.'s Scottish Rite Building, as well as a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Mason. That evening he spoke at a banquet celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Grand Lodge of the District of Columbia about the Dreyfuss Initiative, a research society promoting civics and enlightenment values to be headquartered in Charleston, West Virginia. Making a Mason at site is a power and prerogative in many jurisdictions, but not all. for a Grand Master to declare a man to be a Master Mason with an abbreviated ceremony and without necessarily requiring the candidate to participate in the traditional initiation, passing, and raising. In some Grand Lodges, it's perfectly acceptable, while in others, it is forbidden. Such events are quite rare and usually reserved for very special cases. This practice dates back to at least the 1730s in England and was named by Dr. Albert Mackey on his list of landmarks of Freemasonry. These landmarks are not by any means universal. Brother Dreyfus won the Academy Award for Best Actor in 1977 for The Goodbye Girl. In 2001, he was on camera presenter in a documentary entitled Mr. Dreyfus Goes to Washington, which was co-sponsored by the Grand Lodge of D.C. and co-produced by past Grand Master Akram Elias. Congratulations, brother, and welcome. So, information there was provided by freemasonsfordummies.blogspot.com, which is a cool site, and I encourage you to check it out. So, what do you think of At Sight? Let's see what you all have to say. I'm not even sure that my lodge recognizes At Sight. I should probably find that out. But that's all we have for this week. Next week, we'll start on the degrees of the Scottish Rite. And with that, remember to like us on Facebook, which will allow you to listen to the podcast right there by either going to the page or by clicking the home button. If you wish to get back to the normal comment screen, just click the wall on the left side of the screen. Also, as always, we are on iTunes, RSS, Blogger at www.wcypodcast.blogspot.com, on Twitter at WhenceCameU, Google Plus at wcypodcast.com, and soon on Android and iPod. So until next week, be safe. And for WhenceCameU, I'm Robert Johnson.